Chapter 12, Daily Exercises to Build Mental Strength. When I first began researching mental paralysis, not just in my life, but in the hundreds of people I talked to with and the research I did, several commonalities appeared, and anxiety was one of them. I never thought of myself as an anxious person. That is until I started noticing the words used by my clients, colleagues, friends, and even myself occasionally to describe how were we feeling. We used words like worried, on edge, stressed out, distracted, nervous, ready to give up. But what I found over the years is that the most powerful way to combat anxiety, which can lead to mental paralysis, is to consistently work on building your resilience, a gritty mindset, and a positive self and positive self-talk. I started studying neurolinguistics training along the way, and you'll learn to appreciate or even welcome certain kinds of mistakes for all the new information they bring you. Here are several daily exercises I use to build my mental mindset, my grit, resilience, and mental strength, which leads to becoming unparalyzed. Visualizing positive outcomes. At the beginning of each day, I think about all the uncertain situations currently in life, both big and small. Will I get a good performance review? Will my kids settle down? Will they do well in school? How will they perform? Will I ever hear back on my interview? Now, take each of those and visualize the most optimistic and amazing outcome to the situation. Not just the okay outcome, but the best possible one you can imagine. This isn't to set yourself up for even a bigger failure or bigger disappointment if you don't end up getting the job or your kids don't end up getting that A in class. Instead, it should build the muscle of expecting positive outcomes and might even open up ideas for what more you might do to create outcomes of your dreams. Number two, turn anxiety into progress. Our brain's plasticity is what enables us to be resilient during challenging times, to learn how to calm down, to come to ease during certain situations. Reframe your thoughts and make smarter decisions. And it's easier to take advantage of this when we remind ourselves that anxiety doesn't always have to be bad. Anger could block your attention and ability to perform, or it could fuel and motivate you, sharpen your attention, and even serve as a reminder of what's important. Fear can trigger memories of past failures, rob your attention and focus, and undermine your performance, or it could make you more careful about your decisions, deepen your reflection, and create opportunities for changing directions. Sadness could flatten out your mood and demotivate you, or it could help you reprioritize and motivate you to change your environment, your circumstance, and behavior. Worry could make you procrastinate and get in the way of accomplishing goals, or it could help you fine-tune your plans, adjust your expectations, and become more realistic and goal-orientated. Frustration could stymie your progress and steal your motivation, or it can motivate and challenge you to do more or to do better. These comparisons may seem simplistic, but they point to powerful choices that produce tangible outcomes. Remember, you can always change the words you use to describe a situation. Again, one I love, one I use is the example of, instead of saying that sucks, say that's interesting. Number three, try something new. These days, it's easier than ever to take new online classes, join a local sports club, volunteer, or participate in a virtual event. My point is that for free or only a small fee, you can push your brain and your body to try something you never would have considered before. It doesn't have to be a workout, and it doesn't have to be hard. It can be something right above your level or just slightly outside of your comfort zone. Number four, reach out. Being able to ask for help, staying connected, friends, a coach, family, and actively nurturing supportive, encouraging relationships not only enables you to keep anxiety at bay, but also shores up the sense that you're not alone. It's not easy to cultivate, but the belief and feeling that you're surrounded by people who care about you is crucial during times of enormous stress. When you need to fall back on your own resilience in order to persevere and maintain your well-being. When you're suffering from a loss or other forms of distress, it's natural to withdraw. We even see these kinds of behavior in animals who are mourning. You can also have the power to push yourself into a loving embrace of those who can help take care of you. Number five, practice positive self-talk. At the beginning and end of each day, I pray and I practice gratitude. I always share what are essentially upbeat little messages that may be funny, sing-songy, and generally delightful on social media. How do you get to be that resilient, productive, and creative? Well, clearly part of the answer is coming up with positive reminders. You don't necessarily need to share them with the public. The idea is to boost yourself up at the beginning and the end of each day. This can be difficult for those who automatically beat themselves up at the drop of a hat. Instead, think about what your biggest supporter in life, a partner, sibling, friend, mentor, or parent would tell you, and then tweet or say it to yourself. Immerse yourself in nature. Absolutely one of my favorites. Grounding or forest therapy. Science has shown again and again that spending time in nature has a positive effect on our mental health. There are many studies that found it can significantly increase your emotional well-being and resilience. You don't need to live in a forest to immerse yourself in nature. A nearby park or any quiet environment with greenery where there aren't many people around just works fine. Breathe, relax, and become aware of the smells, the sounds, and the sights. Use all your senses to create heightened awareness of the natural world. This exercise boosts your overall resilience as it acts as a kind restoration of energy and resets your equilibrium. Number seven, challenge yourself with exercise. Start an aggressive exercise routine. Try new exercises that you've never done before and do them consistently. I try to start my morning with a little stretching. You could do yoga, you could do Pilates. There's so many ways that you could start that blood flowing. I recommend doing it every day as consistently as you can. Number eight, create a vision board. A vision board is a tool people use to clarify, focus on, and stay motivated toward their life goals. It's usually a collage of images, words, and symbols that represent the things you want to achieve, experience, or feel in life. Basically, it works to help focus on your purpose, helps you visualize your goals and your dreams. It creates some format. This format is usually a board covered with magazines, clippings, photos, affirmations, drawings, things you could get from different apps, Pinterest, Canva. It helps you stay focused on the areas that you want to stay focused on, whether that be career, health, relationships, personal growth, travel, or lifestyle, and it helps your mindset. By regularly looking at the board, you'll stay motivated and subconsciously start aligning your actions with intentions.